Bath Board of Supervisors offered a town hall meeting on Thursday evening to receive input on the subject of a visitor's center, and it was well attended. At last month's regular board meeting, several residents raised concerns because the board had authorized the county administrator to make a conditional purchase offer for a building in Hot Springs, which they would plan to use as a visitor's center. On Thursday evening, the board briefly addressed a list of around 20 questions posed by constituents through emails and phone calls. By the end of the evening, the question no longer seemed to be, where should the visitor's center be located, but more, how badly do we even need an actual visitor's center? And exactly why would we want to buy a big building in Hot Springs unless it were truly a need? Even though most speakers would have liked to see some facility to welcome visitors completed years ago, they suggested the building could be a temporary fix. But if so, then why buy it? Several speakers encouraged their representatives to move more slowly on such a decision. In whole, four people spoke in favor of the possible downtown location, around 11 supported the Mitchelltown site, and one asserted neither is essential. Again and again, the issue came up of a need for community space, not necessarily indoors, to attract visitors and residents alike. Jay Trinka, a local business owner, commented,
"There's not a single place for we the people to have a park or a picnic or anything on this side of the mountain. It just seems a shame. Monterey's got its nice park. You go around the various places in the state and they have a park."
Susan Plecker of Millboro, a former president of the Chamber of Commerce, observed,
"What about the bed and breakfast in the county? Those people need something to do when they come here. If we had an amphitheater there, they would say, hey, there's music going on tonight. Let's go down and listen to the music with all the community members. What a nice gathering that would be."
The question of comparing costs came up, and the price of around $600,000 for the Hot Springs building certainly seemed preferable to the large cost of new construction. But proponents of the Mitchelltown site reminded supervisors the original plan had called for the site development as funds from lodging taxes became available. The board encouraged residents to continue to weigh in with, perhaps not entirely opinions on either or, but with suggestions for creative alternatives. The issue of the high school parking lot became blurred with the visitor's center only because of their costs. At last month's supervisors' meeting, the attentive public pointed out it seemed unfair the capital request for paving at the high school had been declined and the figure to purchase a whole new building was in the same range. The high school parking lot has been discussed for years, and the building for sale in Hot Springs just came up last month. Since both amounts are over 1% of the budget, a public hearing is required. The public hearing to address amending the budget is Tuesday, the 10th of October, during the regular monthly board meeting. The board also accepts letters through the county administrator's office. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.